Welcome to another audio presentation from Influential Presence with Val Williams, Master Certified Coach and Executive Leadership Consultant. Val specializes in the unique challenges of leadership at the senior executive ranks. Listen as Val shares her experience working with very powerful, high-achieving leaders who have a reputation for delivering great results and for leaving a lot of dead bodies in their wake. These high-achieving leaders are often called alpha leaders. So Val, alpha leaders are already highly successful senior executives. Why are they interested in being coached?
Well, I have to say, I love working with alpha leaders. Now, what I enjoy most about these powerhouses is that they are passionate and they are committed. They play full out and they do not hold back. So even if you don't agree with them, what you can appreciate about them is their authenticity. You know, I often like to say, there's no mystery about these leaders. You know exactly who they are and you know what they're up to. So in that way, you can trust them to be straight with you. And that kind of charisma and genuineness, it's inspiring for people. It's very enlivening to be around these leaders. But at some point, alpha leaders usually hit a wall, and that's when they choose coaching. Some alpha leaders come to work with me because they've been told that they have to learn how to, quote, play nice in the sandbox, or others because they realize that this reputation for leaving dead bodies in their wake, in the long run, that's going to negatively impact their ability to influence people and then, of course, to influence results.
They sound like model leaders in some ways. Where do you find that they really get into trouble?
Alpha leaders are great leaders and great people. But they often get into trouble when they forget to pay attention to other people. They're frequently so committed and so focused on the work, on the task, that they can lose sight of the people who are involved with them. So I'll give you an example. I was coaching a vice president in a company who got into trouble with this. He noticed that a staff member in one of his colleagues' division was doing something that was causing a problem for his team and for the other team. So the VP I was coaching went to his peer and he told his colleague straight out, "You've got to have your staff member stop doing what they're doing now." So he was very direct. And that directness, although it was intended to help everyone get on with the work, it caused a lot of collateral damage. Because what the VP didn't see is that not only was his peer annoyed, but then his peer and later his peer's team started resisting any other input or any other requests from the VP. Not taking care of relationships has a lot of fallout. This VP, he just did not anticipate this. He didn't realize that, unlike himself, many people cannot take that kind of directness without being offended or holding a grudge. So for the VP, that kind of tough approach is fine. But for others, it's just too much. So then he did see that maybe it was too much, but unfortunately, he made another typical alpha leader mistake that he said, "Okay, I will go and try to smooth this out with my peer." So he went to him to try to justify his behavior and tried to explain to the peer through logic why it was right what he did. So of course, that didn't do any good. So now not only is the whole relationship in jeopardy, but word has spread in both divisions. And now the VP is having more difficulty influencing people.
So what can high achievers do so that they more effectively balance their power?
Well, first, what alpha leaders, and actually all leaders, can do is look at how do you define a powerful person? From my perspective, a very powerful person is a confident person. And powerful, confident people do not have to aggressively tell other people what to do. They don't need to push people around or try to control situations. Instead, they use their power wisely. So powerful people relax into developing relationships because they know that relationships are an important means to the end. So very powerful leaders can enjoy sitting down, having a conversation over a cup of coffee with a colleague or a potential collaborator. They can enjoy that just as much as they can enjoy closing a deal or making a presentation. Another thing that a high-achieving leader can do so that they avoid these kind of bad power situations is to really look at what being a senior executive is all about. I mean, really looking at how do you define the job of senior executive? Because alpha leaders often complain to me, they say, why can't people understand? I'm just focused on getting the work done. So when I do what I do, you know, it's all about, I want to get the work done. And I have to remind them that true leadership at the executive level is not just about you getting the work done, and especially you not driving the work yourself. True leadership is about getting work done through others. Whether revenues are up or down, or whether production is up or down, a leader's work is always about creating and maintaining effective relationships. And you need relationships with peers, with bosses, with vendors, with your team. So successful leaders don't ignore how they're interacting with people and say, it's just because of the P&Ls. Why? Because successful leaders realize that effective relationships are exactly what drive the P&L.
Then are you saying that powerful senior executives have to take care of the so-called touchy-feely stuff in order to keep getting great results over the long term?
I wouldn't call this touchy-feely stuff. This is about being an effective, powerful leader. You can't lead effectively without being really good at how you communicate with other human beings. That's really what it comes down to. As one of my own teachers says, people are not vending machines. So we shouldn't be surprised when people react defensively if we treat them like they're a vending machine. It's human nature that when people feel attacked, they are compelled to defend themselves. So one of the key questions that I invite alpha leaders to ask themselves is, are they using their power to try to control people, or do they want to use their power to lead people? There's a huge difference for them and for the people around them. It's amazing the results that I've seen leaders get when they really master how do you get things done through others and without using unnecessary force. The key for alpha leaders is to recognize that at the senior levels, success is all about influence, not control.
Val Williams coaches senior executives to increase their impact by strengthening their leadership skills and developing a powerful executive presence. Check out Val's book, The Influence Puzzle, 6 Aspects of Powerful Executive Presence, available now on Amazon.com or her website, www.valwilliams.com.